You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Razaban if IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Eddie. Proudly sponsored by Everlast. It's been a long night. Eddie, what a way to end the year.
Unbelievable night. I mean, the atmosphere, incredible. Some drama on the undercard, and just a brilliant heavyweight fight. You know, I mean, Derek Chisora, who, quite frankly, is not human. And a great performance from Joseph Parker, to be honest with you. Spiteful. And if he wasn't conditioned the way he was, and if he didn't fight as well as he did, he would have got beat tonight. And he would have got done down the stretch, because Chisora just didn't stop coming. Super tough, you know, probably too tough for his own good, but really good heavyweight fight, tremendous atmosphere, and a great way to end 2021.
You're making mistakes like me as well. Eddie, Derek Chisora went down three times. Yeah. A lot of heavyweights probably just sit down and say, listen, I'm done, but he carried on till we heard the final bell.
Well, as I said, so tough, too tough for his own good, probably. And, you know, even in the 12th, like, he knows he needs the knockout. He's trying to win by knockout in the 12th, knowing that he could well get sparked himself, but doesn't care. And I know fighters always say, you know, I'll go out and mush, but to do it when you're hurt like that, that's why people love him. You know, at some point, someone needs to say to him, mate, you know, you're in war after war. But he just, you know, he was in the ring and he said to me, do you enjoy that? And then Frank saw him there and he said, I'm out in spring. Where we got, you know, and but the problem is when you're not regressing and when you're in the gym and when you're actually fighting quite well, and the other problem is he's fighting elite guys. So, like, he could fight at British and European level, probably beat everyone. But at world level, that's where his losses have come. But he loves to fight. But, you know, he took some punishment tonight, but kept on coming. And tough, tough man.
Word on Joseph Parker. He obviously came in heavier yesterday on the scales. And the game plan was obvious. We're going to come and take him out. His fight's not going to go 12 rounds. In fact, everybody said this isn't going 12 rounds. Dave Colwell, yourself as well.
Yeah, how it went 12 rounds, I don't know. And Parker was really good, you know, and definitely came out with the size and with the power to do damage. And he punched a lot harder than he did in that first fight and with a lot more bad intentions. And that was the difference tonight, you know. I mean, Derek, like I said, how many times do you want to get hit by the uppercut as you come in? I mean, 40, probably, in that fight. But Parker looked good. And it's not just winning. It's winning well in exciting fights. And that's what Joseph Parker did.
So we know about Derek, what he could potentially move on and do. What about Joseph now? Where does he move?
I think he's in a great position. Look, you know, he could have a final eliminator against Hergovic. He could fight Ruiz. He could fight Wilder. You know, he could fight Ortiz. His name's in the mix for all those guys. Maybe a rematch with Dillian White after he beats Tyson Fury. You know, and I think just he's in a great spot, Joseph Parker now. But because he's just won in a really good fight with a good performance. And, you know, and well done to Andy Lee as well, because, you know, he's worked very hard with him. And to Joseph Parker, who's left New Zealand to come over and dedicated himself to camp and with Andy and everything. And, you know, it was a big win for his career.
Just look quickly, rest of the card, Rhianna Dixon, yeah. Both ladies, Sandy Ryan, both great victories moving forward for them. What's next?
Yeah, I mean, Rhianna obviously doesn't have the experience of Sandy Ryan, but want to get active with her. You know, she was supposed to fight in Liverpool. Good win for her tonight. Sandy Ryan, nice and spiteful. Big amateur pedigree. Time to move up 8 rounds, 10 rounds. She's going to be a real handful. Jordan Thompson, good win. Poor opponent, but late notice, 4-0 guy. He needs to step up now. 10 rounds, he's ready. David Naika looked nice and spiteful. Good win from Lerone Richards. You know, it's difficult because it wasn't the most exciting. And sometimes Lerone is sometimes one for the purists. But let's not knock the fact that he's just beaten a top 10 super middleweight in the world and a really good super middleweight in Carlos Gongora. 116-112 to Carlos Gongora. I've no idea where that one came from. But, you know, if he wants to be a star, he's going to have to go through the gears. But at the same time, let's not take away from what was a great win for him. Zelfa Barrett, good win after a really tough year against, you know, a tough Tarimo. He's in a great spot now for the IBF world title. And Jack Cullen, absolutely devastated, you know, boxed so well and was winning the fight. I thought he was controlling the fight well. Huge body shot from Sadio, and he just couldn't get up. And it was just a brilliant night.
John Fury was here. Any? Did you see him?
No, I saw a picture of him. I did have a look out for him, but you know, thankfully we didn't bump into.
If you did see him, what would have happened?
It'd be all right. You know, I'm sure we'd have a little cuddle.
Eddie, I know you said to me yesterday you were going to speak to Adrian Broner. Did that conversation take place?
Yeah, I spoke to him last night. No, he still thinks he can make 135 or 140. And I said, you know, are you sure? And he sounded good. He sounded really focused. And obviously, we want to make the Conor Benn fight. He actually wants to go and, you know, look at fighting in March or something at 140 first. But the talks will continue and see where it goes.
Nothing from the WBC regarding splits and what that looks like?
Not since you asked me yesterday, no.
Got to ask you again, Eddie. Things change so quickly in this world of boxing.
Yeah, no, nothing yet.
Eddie, last show of the year, was it 44 completed and done? I know obviously next year you're looking forward to putting on a lot more shows, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we want to crack 50 shows next year. I expect a tough January, you know, and we may end up going behind closed doors. We may have to wait till February, whatever we're going to do, but you know, attack, UK market, US market, globally, we're really motivated, and tonight was a brilliant way to cap show 44 of 2021. So thanks to you guys and you guys for all your support. Keep supporting boxing, whatever you do.
Eddie, have a great festive season and new year, and let's see you in 2022.
Will do, my friend. Take care.
Eddie Hearn, IFL TV.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.